Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
What is going on? Welcome to episode 152 of the Nintendo PowerCast. I'm your host, N64 Josh, on this NPC Mini. But wait, we have a player too. Super Nintendo Dad, what's going on?
Hello, hi, it's going well, thanks. How are you?
Dude, so good, man. It's Smashmas Day, right?
I know, I can't wait. Katamari comes out tomorrow. I'm excited.
Merry Smashmas. You get to play the Sega Collection.
Yeah. Sega Collection.
Who are you?
Some terrible games back then. You can play them now.
Who?
Super Nintendo.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, we're gonna just pretend none of that happened and let you guys know that
off to a great start.
This music you're hearing is from On Being Human. You can check them out on Spotify and YouTube. This is an unofficial Nintendo podcast. And if you'd like to get yourself a free book from Audible, go to audibletrial.com/NPC. There you can pick up something awesome like Console Wars, which is coming to TV. It's super good. Don't miss that one. It is really, really good. And tweet at the author, Blake Harris. So just tweet that you're reading it or listening to it. He'll tweet back at you. He's a cool dude. So that's audibletrial.com/NPC. The chair I'm sitting in and the desk all of my rig is sitting on from OPC. Guys, if you go to n64josh.com/OPC, you automatically save $10 at checkout and everything is $20 off right now and free shipping. It's a killer deal. These chairs are a great value, so go check them out. I love my chair. Love it. All right, n64josh.com/OPC. I do have a Patreon if you want to check it out. Patreon.com/N64Josh. Just a dollar gets you an extra podcast, like a Q&A show. Plus, we got other tiers available, like exclusive t-shirts and stuff like that. So go check it out. That's patreon.com/N64Josh. With that, I think we're going to get to our announcements.
Hey, listen.
Well, I mentioned this on Tuesday. We are raising money for Mr. Cool Red Luigi. If you go to N64Josh.com/help, you can check out the GoFundMe. And I want to thank everybody that has donated thus far and helping get them just some money for a new car, basically. That's what they're looking to get a down payment on a new vehicle because he was in a collision with a deer at 60 miles an hour and the car did not survive. I don't think the deer did either, unfortunately. So we're trying to help them out. It's n64josh.com/help. This weekend, guys, on Saturday, I am doing a 12-hour Smash Bros. Stream starting at 6 a.m. I don't know how late it's going to go. It may go longer than 12 hours, but I'm going to be up at 6. We're going to start. I'm doing giveaways, eShop cards. 6 a.m. for me is 9 a.m. Eastern. That's why I'm going to start kind of early. And so we're doing eShop cards. It is going to be a great time. Lots of fun. Viewer battles. We might even mess around with the tournament settings. You know, it's just going to be a day of Smash. So I'm really looking forward to it. Of course, we have the Smash Bros. Cast tomorrow at 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time right here on Twitch if you want to check it out. And my new schedule is 3 p.m. Monday through Friday, Monday through Thursday, and then early on Fridays we'll do a long stream. So, and I told you guys this on Tuesday, like I really want to push for partnership, and I know there's enough of you guys that listen. If you just have an extra screen or you can open a tab around that time and just help my viewer count grow, it would mean the world to me. So, if you can do that, don't feel any pressure, of course, but if you can do that. And the other thing is too, like if you just enjoy, like listening to podcasts and that kind of stuff, you can open up your Twitch app on your phone, switch it to audio only. And so you'll get music and you'll get my commentary. And then whoever ends up joining me on stream, that kind of stuff, you can do audio only while you're at work or whatever. So you can still kind of be a part of the show that way if you want to, and I believe that helps count as a viewer. So I would really, really appreciate that. Again, no pressure, but I'd love the help. So thanks in advance. And we still do our first looks. Fridays at 6 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. This week, I don't know if I'm going to be doing it at 6 because I don't know how late I'm going to be up tonight playing Smash Bros. Let's be honest. But we will be checking out Smash, of course, most of the day tomorrow. So I can't wait for that. With that, we're going to get to some quick reviews and impressions.
Here we go!
Super Nintendo.
Hello. Hi. How are you?
Hey. Yeah. Welcome back. That was my monologue for 5 minutes. So what have you been playing, man?
Well, here's the thing. So remember the whole milkshake incident? My son spilled milkshake, blah, blah, blah. Lost all my game saves.
That was pre-cloud saves.
Yeah, this was pre-cloud saves.
Yeah. Sorry. I'll pour one out for you.
So I've been
not a milkshake through, though.
Yeah, no, please don't pour milkshake out for me. I'll drink it, though. But they got... So I've been playing through... geez, what's the name of the game I've been playing?
Basketball?
No. Oh, geez, please. Not now. I was playing Sushi Strikers.
Oh.
And I'm trying to get back to the part where you unlock... yeah, thanks, Kirby even wrote it in the chat. I've been trying to get back to the part where you unlock the multiplayer because Kirby and I played multiplayer once, like last year some or earlier this year sometime when the game came out, and then never again. But I want the option to be able to do it if I want to play it again.
Makes sense.
You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, makes sense. Makes sense.
Yeah,
that's it.
So, and
any indie titles right now? Anything that's hot off the presses from the eShop?
Yeah, well, thanks for asking. I was playing through, no indie games right now. Actually, I meant to pick a couple up, but, it got pushed back to next week. What's the name of the game that got pushed back to next week? Do you remember?
No.
Okay, so it's, give me 1 second. 2 seconds. 3 seconds. Jeez, this is taking a lot longer than I thought it was going
to be. Battle Princess Madeline.
Yes, thank you. Battle Princess Madeline.
You can thank Kirby.
Yes, thanks, Kirby. I literally still haven't gotten to it. But yeah, so that was going to come out this week, but now it's coming out next week. I was looking forward to that, but I haven't played that. Instead, I went to GameStop and picked up one of those new 3DSs with the faceplates.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So I got one of those, and I started playing through The Legend of Zelda Majora's Mask, which I've never played before.
Nice.
Yeah. Since I hated Ocarina of Time so much.
You're not playing on your new wedge, your Mario Maker wedge?
No, I just kind of have that for the look of it. My Flynn said he wanted it, so I might send it to him. But he's probably going to break. He doesn't deserve that. So. He can like visit it from time to time, but yeah, no, I have it, but I played like, you know, like a half hour Mario Maker again, just for the fun of it. And yeah, I really want that on the Switch.
Likewise. All right. Well, for me, I've been unlocking a little bit of stuff on Aces last night. I set up my new desk and I didn't set up my Wii U. Just the Switch. So we played some Celeste because I was like, you know, I need to get back to this. And we listened to the Celeste soundtrack on stream while I played Celeste. And so that was like literally the Celeste soundtrack, not like just the soundtrack in the game, but like the
right. Yeah.
You know, yeah. So that was pretty fun. That game is you die a lot. You know, you just got to die a lot, but you get a lot of got to go for those strawberries, you know. And so that was a good time. And then picked up Petey Piranha and Shy Guy and then started working my way through the Yoshi challenge on Aces. So, and then of course Smash tonight at 9 PM my time. So I'm looking forward to it. Yeah. So yeah, good stuff. All right. Well, hey, let's get to the news. All All right. Well, Fortnite Season 7 is here. Weapon and vehicle wraps are now a thing. Plus, you get to level back up to 100 again. I heard there's airplanes. Like, it's pure pandemonium. I'm sure you got a phone call this morning, bright and early, saying, Hey, Dad, I need the new season pass times two.
Well, it was bright and early for me, but because they had to go to school. So their mom hides their 3DS. Or not their Switch before she leaves. So then when he got home from school, he got it. And so he FaceTimed me and he's like, "Oh, hey, Daddy." And I was like, "Hey." He's like, "I think we both know why I'm calling you." So I was like, "Oh, let me," I said, "Why? You were just calling to see how I'm doing?" He's like, "No, season 7. He said, I need the battle pass." I was like, "All right." He's like, I think you should get me the express pass. So, yeah. So then
does that cost more so he can level up faster?
Yeah, like it starts you at like level 25 or something. So it gives you a boost, I guess.
Fancy. You're like, okay, but, you know, this is all Santa's bringing you. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, he said, no, I just want unlimited V-Bucks for Christmas. And I said, no, you're not getting unlimited V-Bucks.
Unlimited V-Bucks.
That's what he wanted for Christmas. I was like, "Do you ever ask your mom for V-Bucks?" He's like, "We both know she's not getting me any V-Bucks." I'm like, "What the heck? You call me."
I love it. Love it. Well, Dragalia Lost has finally surpassed 50 million in in-game purchases. And I gotta say, like, I have not spent enough time with this game. It's a game that I'm like, this looks super cool. I love the artwork, the animation, but it's on mobile. And I just don't see myself really playing a mobile game like that. You know, I check in with it pretty much daily and get the free loot that they have, but that's it. Yeah. But it has finally surpassed 50 million in in-game purchases. So that's good. That's good. They put a lot into this game. So I don't know that it's quite meeting the goals they had hoped, but 50 million still something. So that's good.
Do you think you would play it or more if it was like Pokemon? What was the name of that Pokemon game for the Switch? The one that it came out on the Switch and mobile at the same time.
Was it like Quest or something like that?
Yeah, Pokemon Quest. Like if they did that and had Dragalia Lost on the Switch as well, would you play it more then?
I think I would, honestly. I think I would. So, you know, that would have been a good idea. Who knows?
You maybe hear that, Reggie?
Maybe somebody's you hear that, Reggie.
He's probably listening right before the show starts. He's getting pumped.
I'm guessing if they listen to the show, I'd probably get a call saying, "Hey, can you please take Nintendo Power out of your name? Thanks." So
Reggie.
I think we're in the clear.
I'm gonna order some Pizza Hut in honor of you. We got this.
Not a sponsor. Smash reviews have been so far. Everything I've seen been pretty solid. I've seen some tens, I think IGN gave it a 9.4, which they say it's like the I can't remember the exact wording, but like the best Smash yet. But Smash 4 got a 9.8. So you know,
yeah.
I watched Game Explain's review. They kind of the funniest thing I thought about their review, they were like, "Yeah, when there's like four people on screen, you can't really tell where you are." I'm like, "How is this different from any Smash game in the past?" Like, but right.
You know, it's harder to tell where you're at when there's more people on the screen.
Yeah, that's always been sure, like,
that's how math works.
That's that's just how. Wow. You know, so
if there's just two people on the screen, you'd be able to find where's Waldo. No problem.
Exactly. But I mean, I actually, from what I've played doing four players, like they, it's tough to see where you're at, especially when you're used to playing 1v1s. Like the items don't help anything, right? Turn the items off and you might be able to do okay, but you add items and stuff, put it on the Great Plateau. It's game over. You might as well just play with your eyes closed.
That's usually what I do anyway.
So you know, it's so far though. Good to see. Good to see the reviews are pretty high. I'm really, really happy about that. And I've watched a few, like I'm seeing stuff show up on Twitter, and I'm gonna let you know in advance, like follow me on Twitter. There's going to be a lot of Smash videos. Follow me on Instagram. There's going to be a lot of Smash videos. Like I'm so, so hyped for this game. And but man, some of the combos, I saw Mario, the fair is faster now, his forward air. Oh, that's going to mean dunks for days, you know, like, so I'm excited. The cape comes out a little slower, so I'm a little bit concerned. It's not going to be, it may be a more like a little more dramatic when that happens. And this is for Destinot. When you hit Ryu with the cape, he immediately turns back around to face you. I was like, wait a minute. That's not how this works. So
does he really?
Yeah. He immediately turns back around. Akai Red Chan says he wants 8-player Smash on just the Switch screen. You know, single Joy-Cons, 8 people. Let's go for
it. There
you go. Let's go for it.
All Pokeballs. Yeah.
Yeah. The speaking of Smash, Splatoon is getting in on the hype, and there is a Smash-inspired Splatfest that is Heroes versus Villains. That's going to happen on 12/14. So you've got to be able to stop playing Smash for long enough to become a hero king or queen or villain king. I bet you guys can guess what I'm going to pick.
Yeah, villains.
What? I don't know that you know me. You are a villain
in real life.
Well, true.
My villain in Smash Brothers, at least.
I mean, I'm a bad guy, but I'm not a bad guy, right?
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, okay. So, yeah, that's happening. That's happened. I don't know that I'm going to be able to pull myself away from Smash to play Splatoon, though.
Like, they should have waited like 2 weeks before they did it.
I was thinking 2 years myself, but you know, yeah, well, like that.
Well, just have it be the first one for Splatoon 3.
Right.
The first Splatfest. Yeah.
Yeah. That'll be early 2020 when we see Splatoon 3. So, chat's gonna go crazy right now. Hey, that's gonna do it for our news. You ready to get to what's coming out? What's coming out for this week?
Sure. Let's walk over to the what's coming out desk.
Okay, we're gonna do that. We're gonna warp over there. All right. So
pretty nice desk.
Yeah, wasn't too bad. The Nintendo download for the 6th of December. It's for North America. Top of the list. Guess what it is?
Katamari Damacy.
No, it's not Katamari. What? It's no. Super Smash Bros. Ultimate. Okay. Super
biased.
Smash Bros. That's... Ultimate. What? I'm so excited. So excited.
I am. Right. Yeah.
So next up is Katamari.
Oh, yes. Let me just say something real quick about Katamari. I won't stop for every game, just this and Sand Tracker, but Katamari Damacy Reroll is $29.99. It's the physical version is exclusive to GameStop. And if you're not sure about the game, there's also a demo coming out tomorrow too, so you can at least check out the demo.
Oh, maybe we'll do a first look.
Yeah, I think you should just take my word for it and get it.
Okay. Well, I have it pre-ordered at GameStop. I had to go there and pre-order it. So, yeah. Yeah. Next up, Ark Survival Evolved came out Friday the 30th. And yeah, from everything I'm hearing, it's almost unplayable, unfortunately. So yeah. I don't
know. Pretty terrible. All the streams and things I've seen of it does not look good. The handheld mode looks really bad.
That's unfortunate. Maybe this one's taking the spot of WWE last year, where you just like, you know,
yeah, maybe
kind of a
where you get a refund. Yeah,
I don't. Did they? I don't.
Sure. I think you can get one refund on your account. I think is how it works.
Oh, okay. All right. Is that what you did?
No, I still have WWE, but no one ever wants to play it.
I could open mine, I guess. We could see what it's like. But
sure, let's play a match.
Maybe there's voice chat.
Probably down.
Yeah, probably.
There's no voice chat.
Oh, okay. All right. We also have Hello Neighbor Hide and Seek and the Sega Genesis Classic. I'm kind of excited for this one. It's including over, it's got over 50 titles across all genres. So,
and apparently, like, all the emulation's really good, and it's just like the best package you could get to have this.
Man, sounds awesome. Oh, speaking of classics, guys, there are the we got the Nintendo Switch Online NES games also coming soon. Ninja Gaiden. And that's the only one I remember off the top of my head. I don't have the
Lolo,
right? Yeah, Adventures of Lolo, right? And then chat's going to tell me the last one right here. I'm watching.
Yeah.
Here it comes.
One quick thing about
the Wario Woods. There we go.
One quick thing about the Sega Genesis collection is that it has online multiplayer for like the multiplayer game, some of the multiplayer games.
Oh.
So.
Love it.
Yeah.
Love it. So. Good stuff. Good stuff.
And that's $30 too, so it's not a full price game either.
Yeah, yeah. So I actually, that's one of the few games I was like, hey, I'll put this I'll put this on the Christmas list. So we'll see.
Christmas list.
Yeah, yeah. We'll see what if Santa comes through or not. So
fingers crossed. Speaking of Santa,
yeah. Here's the speaking of right is let's see if it made the list here.
It's Santa Tracker.
It's there. Out. It's there. It's coming out tomorrow for $2.99.
$2.99. Get hype. It's a single player game.
Not a game. Supports handheld mode. Oh my gosh.
And touchscreen. Check it out. I'm not sure if it's any good. Just at least check it out in the store. Okay. Don't help me, please.
So there's a board game coming out. I like to call it Carcassonne just to trigger pudding in the chat. So that's out today. All right, 3D Billiards came out Thursday. Neo Geo Cup 98: The Road to Victory was also last Thursday. Arcade Archives Route 16 was last Thursday. Atelier Arland Series Deluxe Pack was Tuesday. I'm not really sure what this is. Three parts of the Arland series. It's $90. So it looks like
it's like these three games, or you can get them $40 a piece.
I see. Okay.
It's like a three part game.
Yeah.
Like
game. I'm seeing that the Alchemist of Arland, the Adventurer of Arlen and the Apprentice of Arlen. So there you go. That's actually a pretty good savings then if it's something you're into. Basketball came out today. You've had a little hands-on with this?
No, I would not touch that with a 10-foot pole. I just really appreciate the screenshots they put up. They're very brave for putting up these screenshots.
I thought it was Double Dribble too. That's what I thought. So
it's a weird, disgusting looking basketball game that is $9.99. It's only one player. And I would suggest you at least look at the screenshots.
I just want to read the description here because like, it's like show off your best moves on the court, block shots, steal the ball, and even make a slam dunk. Like,
yeah, you hear about slam dunks? We got them in this game. Have you got what it takes to win the Urban
He's on fire
championship?
Wow. Interesting stuff there. So, Beholder Complete Edition came out today, $14.99. Color Zen, Conduct Together, Desert Child, Everspace, Guacamelee 2 is coming out Monday the 10th. Kingdom, Two Crowns, coming out the 11th. Long Story, A Dating Game for the Real World is out today. Destinat, make sure to check that one out.
Destinat, that's got you written all over it, buddy.
Monica, and it looks like it's, I can't even pronounce all of it. So that's came out Tuesday. Arrival Mega Gun was out today. Santa Tracker's out tomorrow. Don't miss that one. $2.99 is a steal. Ultimate Runner.
You can get it with your Smash Brothers coins that you...
Yes!
Bonus coin.
You can pay for it with your Smash coins. There you go. And then Xenon Valkyrie Plus is out January 1st. Wow. That's a surprise that one.
January 1st?
Yeah, January 1st. So it is a roguelike platformer game. Of course it is. So... there you go. The 3DS eShop, you got Pixel Maker. Wii U eShop, you got Call of Nightmare. And then as far as updates, we already hit on that. We've got...
now that's a game you should do a first look on.
Fortnite. Like,
they're still releasing Wii U games in 2018.
Yeah, no. And I don't want to hook it up. Adventures of Lolo, like we said, Ninja Gaiden and Wario Woods are going to be on the 12th. And if they keep... if they keep doing what they're doing, we're going to end up seeing a fourth game plus of some kind. So we'll see if that happens, sure. But,
and then hopefully soon we'll find out the, when we're going to get the, what we're getting in January, at least. Cause they announced what the first 3 months and then they haven't announced anything after that.
Yeah. So. Little radio silence. Mm hmm. When do we start seeing Super Nintendo games? That's the question.
2019, maybe 2020.
2020.
Probably right when it's time for you to like renew for a year, like when the year renewal comes up, when your anniversary, then they'll be like, oh, let's give them, you know, Super NES games they really want, like Super FX Racer, you know, things like that.
Gotcha. Gotcha, gotcha, gotcha. Okay, well, let's see here. We are going to... check out our deals. All right, so we're gonna do this quick. We got 12 minutes before the Game Awards start. So FIFA 19, Dead Cells, don't miss Dead Cells, it's $5 off right now. Overcooked 2, also check that one out, really good. Wolfenstein 2, crazy, runs pretty good on the Switch, so $29.99. Xenoblade Chronicles 2, don't miss this game. $41.99. Excellent game. Skyrim, down to $29.99 and has shot up to number 4 on the eShop. And Super Mario Odyssey is down $18 as well for $41.99. Awesome game. One of my, like, that was my game of the year last year, so really, really enjoyed it. I know, shocker. Everybody in chat shocked right now.
They're shook.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. The Abyss coming out December 25th, $1.97. We got the rest of these are pre-releases up to Guacamelee. Okay. So, All Might Tree, The Last Dreamer. Let's see. Omen Sight Definitive Edition, Everspace Stellar Edition, and Guacamelee 2 all have pre-purchase deals going on. All right. And then, same with, Hello Neighbor Hide and Seek. All right. And here we go. Here's the deals. Beholder Complete Edition. Avenyek versus Arid Beast. I'm not real sure if I even said that right. Forgive me. I'm the Hero. Okuno K.A. I'm not sure, just based on the way it's written. Gem Cash, Waku Waku Sweets, Skyforce Anniversary, Diablo 3 Eternal Collection, $39.99. Get that game. Super fun. Super good. Car Quest, 99 cents. Fly O'Clock, Insect Planet TD, Insect Planet TD. They have the same one. They must be a different game. I don't. Oh, one's Wii U, one's 3DS. That's weird that they're showing that. Mm. Usually they don't show. Show that. So, so let's see here. We've also got Star Tide, Suicide Guy, Sleeping Deeply, Starlink. Guys, Starlink. This don't miss Starlink. It's a good game. It's the sales on this game, also physical if you want them. I believe it's like $44.99 digitally, and I think you can get the starter kit for $38.99 on Amazon right now. So, you know, check that out. The Swindle, Mega Man 11 down to $23.99. Dragon Ball FighterZ, $41.99. Dokuro, Valkyrie Chronicles 4 is $29.99. There's some big games on sale. Like, I'm really, really surprised to be seeing this, but you know. It's pretty awesome. Velocity 2X, the Mahjong Huntress, NBA 2K19, NBA 2K19 20th Anniversary Edition, Siggy, Moonfall Ultimate, Freedom Planet, The Messenger's on sale for $13.99. Super good. Into the Breach is 10:04. I've heard good things about that one. Next up, Hero, State of Anarchy, Master of Mayhem, Banner Saga 3, Pixel Lines DX, 500 More Puzzles, Spheroids, VSR, Void Space Racing is 99 cents. The Moose Man, The Wardrobe, Survive Mr. Cube, Blaze Blue, Cross Tag Battle. I really want to pick that one up. I haven't picked it up yet. It's $37.49. Knights of Pen and Paper, Plus One Deluxier Edition, Yoku's Island Express, $9.99. Don't miss that one. It's pretty fun. Hyper Sentinel, Immortal Redneck, Drago Dino, Where Are My Friends? Rogue Aces is a fun little pick up and play for a few minutes game, $6.49. Sally's Law, Alteric, Shadowbug, North, Subsurface Circular, Dragon Sinker, Mad Carnage, Celeste, guys, Celeste. Don't miss it. I saw people tweeting today. I think it was Liam Roberts. I was like, I bought Celeste yesterday. Why did I do this? So it's $15.99 right now. They're really worth every penny. Baseball Riot, Energy Balance, Interspace, Pick a Picks Deluxe, Tactical Mine, Woodland Tree Adventures, The Sexy Brew Towel, Nine Parchments, Star Ghost, Doom, $29.99. Pick up Doom. Let me know if you pick it up. I'll play some multiplayer with you. Jackbox Party Pack 4, Neon Chrome, Brave Dungeon, and Dark Witch Story Combat, and Death Squared. So those are your sales. Let's wrap this thing up. Super Nintendad, where can people find you?
You can find me on Twitter or maybe sometimes randomly on Twitch over at what's Super Nintendad, my name. You can also find me in my chair watching A Million Little Things. Great show, not a sponsor. Some more people should watch it because I have no one to talk to about it. Not a single person I know watches it. Just me talking to everyone about it. Not even anyone at Wawa watches it. It's really a shame. All right. Back to you.
Thanks, Super Nintendad.
Back to you in the office.
Yeah, you guys can follow me on Twitter at N64Josh, Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat. It's all N64Josh, guys. The show notes for this episode are N64Josh.com/NPC152. You can email us at npc@n64josh.com. Remember, go to audibletrial.com/npc to pick up a free audiobook of your choice. Plus, you can get some Audible originals. You get two each month. So that's audibletrial.com/npc. The chair I'm sitting in is from OP Seat, and the desk my rig is sitting on is from OP Seat. So you can go to n64josh.com/OP Seat, automatically save $10 at checkout. Guys, I do have a Patreon if you want to check that out and help support what I'm doing in here. patreon.com/n64josh. Just a dollar gets you an extra show each month. We've also got some t-shirts and different merchandise like blankets, throw pillows, that kind of stuff, coffee mugs. You can go to n64josh.com/store. Join the Discord. We'd love to have you come hang out with us. n64josh.com/discord. It's a really good time, always talking games, finding people to play with. Everybody's going to be settling it in Smash. It's going to be great. We have a Facebook group, n64josh.com/Facebook group. Come hang out there if that's your thing. If you could rate and review on iTunes, we would greatly, greatly appreciate it. Thank you, Super Nintendad, for being here with me live. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Chat, thank you so much. We're so glad you're here. Pudding, Boosted, Plumber, Kirby, Cayman, Juninho, Destinot, Akai Red Chan, Sir Miz, anybody else that's just lurking, guys, thank you, thank you, thank you. We're going to watch the Game Awards now, and we will see you guys on Tuesday. We're all going to be talking Smash. Come check out the Smash Bros. Cast, too. All right, come hang out with us. Thank you, guys. We're gonna go now. Take it easy.
Thank you.
Bye now.
Bye.
No, no more talking. Sorry. Don't say sorry. Shh. Destinot's triggered.
Sorry, Destinot. Shout out to Destinot.